Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid. Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think, I'm doing this for me. So the world beat it beans, it's gassed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No ifs, ands, or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse, I will be still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a f*** you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull his f*** from the dirt and f*** the whole universe. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, you're feeling. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was there. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, blah. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up, get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now.
Get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye, I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father, so I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughter. And raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm
not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of 8 Days with Murph. Today on the show, I'm so excited about this guest, Josh Wingate. Most of you know him from his role as one of the creepiest daytime villains in a recent soap memory, Carter, on General Hospital. We'll sit down and talk with him about that and his new projects coming up. Josh is on the line with us right now, so let's welcome him to the show.
Hey, Murph. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
I'm outstanding, man. I love that song. That song has got me all pumped up.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorites, too. I love it.
Yeah, man. I use that before I audition. When I try to get over the nerves sometimes, I use that song. So it's very
For me, the song that I use to calm nerves before shows is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Well, I think that's his most epic hit right there.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Before we get into the meat and bones of the interview today, I did have a question. Somebody tweeted me, and let's see if I can bring it up. Hold on. Yeah, what was it like working with Paul Bettany and Priest?
Paul is a great man. First of all, he's gigantic. He's 6'5", and you would never get it, right, by seeing the film, but he's a huge man. He was really awesome. He just made the set a lot of fun. He was really professional when it was time to be professional, when it was time to get into the scene, and he really gave me a lot to work with. By far a highlight in my career working with Paul.
Awesome. As I was researching, and doing my work for this interview, I went back and watched some of your GH scenes as Carter, and I had forgotten most of them. And I'll be honest, they still blow me away to this day, as they did back 3 or 4 years ago, when they first aired. They still blow me away to this day.
Well, I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun working on the show. It was a great character to play. You know, I think we all have evil tendencies hidden inside of us somewhere, so when we're allowed to use them and portray them in such a manner, it can be fun to play in that world a little bit.
And I also noticed you're a trained martial artist. Did any of that come into play during your fight scene with Steve Burton?
Oh, yes. We worked together for a while on that. And the stunt coordinator really was cool because he let me and Steve work it out together. He gave us some pointers here and there, but most of it, there was a lot of input, so it felt like a great creative process. And indeed, I believe they try to exploit that a little bit in a good way, and then ultimately let Steve beat me up.
Okay, let's see. Now, I did have some kind of a fun, quirky questions for you to kind of start the interview, and then we'll get more into an inverse in your current projects or whatever, okay? When were you bit by the acting bug?
I was 15 in high school. My high school started, Frank Moffitt, I love that man, he's my theater mentor, he started a program in high school called the Renaissance Program, which dedicated the last two periods or classes of your day to your chosen art form. I started off as a visual artist, so painting, drawing, sculpture. And then twice a week, you would spend some time in a minor, per se. And I dabbled in the theater and a bit. So the next year, that was my junior year, we started that program. The next year, my senior year, I decided to switch my major over to theater. And it was the beginning of this long journey, as they say.
Mm-hmm. A personal story I have about the theater. I'm a writer. I write scripts or whatever, you know, just here and there, just a little nothing. But I took several acting classes in college, and I have so much respect for what you guys do as actors. I respect you guys so much.
I appreciate that. We need some of your respect. No, it's a crazy world, you know, when you dabble in, and then as you experience probably in your classes, trying to take on another person's personality or whatever it is, I'm sure you have some similar experiences to there, and it's not as easy as it looks.
No, it's not. I'll agree to that 100%. It's not near as easy as you guys make it out to be. Okay. Now, besides acting, what are your other passions? I know you said you were a painter before you got into acting. What are your other passions?
Well, the martial arts and acting have been pretty much the parallel. I've been doing those for a long time. So I love teaching martial arts. I teach kids martial arts. I love continuing to study, staying fit, living a healthy lifestyle. I love music, all different types of music. I think the biggest, I guess, other passion would be the martial arts.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you said you love music, and that brings me to my next question. What's on your DVR and your iPod right now?
DVR. My wife and I are loving Sons of Anarchy. We're loving Homeland, American Horror Story. What else do we got on there? There's a lot on the DVR. But those right now are the first on the top of my mind. Loving Homeland a lot right now. I'm very sad that Breaking Bad is gone. That was a favorite. On the iPod right now, I'm listening to, you know, the new Llewellyn, Inside Llewellyn Davis, the new Coen Brothers movie is coming out. I've been listening to that soundtrack a lot. I'm a big fan of the 60s folk scene. And Eminem, definitely, for when I need to get pumped up. I'm a major Beastie Boys fan as well, so listen to Beastie Boys. So I go from folk to hip-hop, which makes no sense, but it's who I am. It must be the Gemini in me, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a big music fan, too. I can listen to pretty much anything from like you said, Eminem to even a little country.
Oh, yeah.
I cover the entire spectrum of it. I mean, I just love music.
Well, I'm loving the resurgence of bluegrass country style, kind of like what Mumford and Sons have been doing, and a lot more people are doing, and you're hearing that crossover. There was a hip-hop song I heard the other day with a banjo and some fiddle. So it's
pretty
cool.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, let's see. And now, when you first got on set, going back to GH for a second, when you first got on the GH set, who came up to you and said, you know, I got your back, you can do this or whatever, you know?
I'm sorry, say again?
Who on the GH set, I came up to you and said, I got your back, whatever you need, come to me or whatever, you know, and we can work out things, any questions you have.
I don't really said that, but there was the atmosphere was very much a family atmosphere. Felt very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first day I got to work with Steve, with Steve Burton, I ended up having lunch with him. And it was just like talking to a good old pal. It was a great experience. And I got to go back for a little flashback earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. I remember
that.
It
felt like I was going back for a family reunion. Even though I wasn't you know, on the show that long, just being there the short period of time I was, there was so much love over there and respect for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've kept in contact with Steve, and I think that's been one of the greatest benefits is just having that experience with those people and Michael there, Chad, is just a great actor, getting to work with him. And I think I started working with him when he took over the role of Michael. I think that was one of his first weeks. And he's a gamer. He really puts the energy into it, so it's great to work with him. Yeah, man. if you can't tell, I love GH. I love GH. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of GH, for me, the entire reason I started this show was I've been a GH fan for about the past 10, maybe 12 years. And I wanted to do my part to make sure a daytime survives, you know what I mean? So I created this show as a way to bring daytime actors on and give them a chance to connect to the fans who love and support them because I'm a fan myself, you know. So that's the entire reason for the show.
Well, we appreciate that, man. I mean, the fan base, you included, is a very dedicated fan base and so grateful of a people. The people I've met have been so nice and so grateful. And just, you know, I went to a GH fan club event, and it was awesome. And just the people I've met across the country that maybe are GH fans that recognize me, such amazing people. And the funny thing, I got my first on-camera gig ever was a soap opera in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty appropriate and a nice little full circle there. So I do like
that. I saw that on your IMDb, that Bay State you did in college. I saw that, and I was kind of wondering about that. But anyway, now, if you weren't an actor, what would you be doing right now if you weren't an actor?
So I weren't an actor, what would I be? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have a backup plan. an astronaut. I'd be an astronaut. I wanted to be an astronaut as a kid. That's what I'd be. I would.
Awesome. I have to ask this next question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me.
Uh-oh.
Away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you don't know, I don't have to be 20 places at once. But what's the real Josh Wingate like?
I'm a homebody. I love spending time with my wife and relaxing. I think ideal location would be somewhere up in Maine, northern Maine, and just relaxing, enjoying nature.
Now, this will probably be my last question before we delve into Inverse and everything. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I missed the first part. Sorry, go ahead.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I don't think I have any regrets. You know, it's been a long road and a good road. You know, my ego tells me I'd rather be, you know, a lot further along than I am right now, but I believe everything happens for a reason, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if my ego was answering that question, I'd say I'd be starring in every major motion picture.
I think everybody's ego does that. At some point, I think everybody's ego does that at some point. So, okay. And talk to me a little bit about Inverse. What's it about? What part do you play, et cetera, et cetera?
The Yes, Inverse. I'm extremely proud of this project, and I can't wait. I cannot wait till the masses get to see it. It's a nice little independent film. It's about a man who wakes up from a supposed death to find out that not everything is exactly what it seems, including himself. I play the lead. My name is Arquin in the film. I really don't want to say too much about the film because the storyline is so intricate. I don't want to give anything away. Plus, my awesome director, Matt Duggan, would kill me. but it's an amazing project. It's a passion project. We put our lifeblood into it. It looks like we'll be releasing next March. It's directed by Matt Duggan, like I said. All-star cast of Chris Pauly. Wait till you see this guy. Amazing. Michelle Lawrence, John Burrish, Moreland Higgins. This all-star cast, amazing people to work with. I don't know what else I can really say about it. I would love to talk forever about it because I can, but I don't want to give away any plot
points.
I
understand.
It does look like we're looking for a March release, premiering in Boston, very serendipitous, where I grew up, and an LA premiere, and then we're looking to do 10 city release, and then Netflix and on demand as well.
Now, going back a couple of years, you were on one of my favorite TV shows ever, A Castle. What was that like working with the Castle?
Castle was probably my favorite television job by far. Nathan Fillion is an amazing guy. I know him a little bit outside of the show. He's just an amazing guy. So he creates a very welcoming set as well. Very welcoming to the guest stars. Sana was awesome to work with. I got to play a rapper on the show, which is definitely a little pipe dream of mine. As a kid, I loved hip hop. Myself and this guy, Brian Jones, who played my brother on the show, we got to go into the studio and record a rap song. So we have a fully produced rap song and a music video to go with it. It's out there on YouTube somewhere. And then we got to do what we did on the show, which was amazing. And I believe they've actually used our song in a few episodes outside of that episode. For the avid Castle fan, I'm sure if you listen, it'll come up again. It has appeared in a few other episodes.
I'll have to go back and check that out and see if I can find it. Because I've never missed an episode of Castle. Since the premiere, I've never missed an episode. So I'm sure I heard it. I just didn't, at the time, recognize it. Okay. I believe that was probably the last question I had for you. But before we let you go, is there anything you want to plug, anything you want to promote, your Twitter, Facebook, anything?
Well, we are raising a little bit of funds for Inverse right now. There is an Indiegogo campaign that's on my Twitter, and it's on your Twitter, I think. You retweeted it. Thank you.
I retweeted it. And any projects, any actors that I follow are doing, when they tweet it out, I'll retweet it, and I'll help you. I'll promote it for you, no problem. So
you're the best, man. Yeah, and right now, if you give as small as $15, you're pre-ordering your DVD of the film. See, and so it's if you want to give a little bit more, you get a little bit more. So it's
right.
And we just appreciate the help.
Cool. And
go ahead.
I was just gonna say I'm gonna be retweeting it. I'll be talking about it on Twitter, wherever, and I'll help you out with it any way I can.
We appreciate that, Cody. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. I wanted to thank you for taking about 25 minutes or so of your time, because I know you're driving and that LA traffic is horrible. I know, I've been there. I was in LA a couple of months ago because I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So I was seeing the five out there in California. So I know about the LA traffic.
Have you been to Fenway yet?
I'm going probably in a couple of years, I hope.
Yeah, man, that's a great stadium. I grew up going there, and we're the world champs right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But like I said, I thank you for taking time out, because I know LA traffic is terrible, and again, you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on. I'd love to have you on sometime again.
Well, you don't have to thank me. It's been a pleasure. I thank you. I love what you're doing, Murph. I think it's great. And everybody tune in. Listen to more of his shows, please. He's a great man.
Well, I appreciate that, bud. I think I'm going to let you go. And you have a good day, and keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Thank you very much, Cody, and appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day yourself.
All right, man, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed Josh Wingate. Josh is probably one of the most gentlemanly people I've probably ever to talk to on the show. Such a class act. Anyway, I'm working on a lot of stuff. Some that I can't talk about right now because it's not confirmed yet. But again, as soon as I know something, you'll know. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.